Raven has led us here to Juno Voices number 6, the intersection of Seward Street and Front Street. Take a look across the street here. There's Eagle, standing proud on the cedar beams of the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute.
The Walter Sobolev Building.
Dr. Walter Sobolev, a great leader from the village of Killisnoo, a beloved orator across the state. Walter Sobolev died in 2011.
And Walter Sobolev is my father.
This is Walter Sobolev Jr.
1957.
I'm 7 years old. My father is the founding pastor of the Juno Memorial Presbyterian Church. This church votes to open its membership to everyone, and it's packed. Native and non-native worship together in the Jim Crow era in Alaska. Tlingit elders call the church Huskatai. They can't pronounce Presbyterian. My father's sermons are powerful. When other ministers speak, they're just completing a task. But Dad preaches to me from his heart. He tells a story.
On your way home from this church, pick up a pebble, hold it in your hand. It's cold at first, but give it warmth and it will slowly change.
He's talking about love. Embrace someone cold, and love will gently warm them.
1959.
I'm 9 years old. My father takes me to Thunderbird House, just me and my dad. We paint my face with dark whiskers on each cheek. It's Haida paint, honoring my mother's side, Genevieve Ross Sobolev. Sometimes I wear paint to honor my Tlingit side, three lines like the ribs of a dog salmon. My father is a good dancer. He can get lower than anyone. For a brief special moment, I have his attention. Being a kid in Juno is lonely. I get teased and pushed around. Some bullies are white kids, and I'm native. Other bullies are native, and I'm a Sobolev. My family is too successful. At home, our doors are always open to people who need shelter. My dad says to us,
I have a flock to watch over.
One night, my father hears that a family in the Douglas village has lost their home to fire.
That's right across the water over there.
He takes our dinner right out of the oven and drives to Douglas to give it away. Dad is always available to Juno, but he's not always available to me. It's hard having a father who's a national monument.
I
fight in the Vietnam War. I lose so many of my friends, and I lose so much of my innocence. I return to Juno, and my father's church is gone. The big bosses of the Presbyterian Church shut it down. My father becomes an itinerant pastor,
visiting villages, canneries, and lighthouses.
But social and racial relations in Juno are scarred.
And my father's heart is broken.
1999.
I am driving with my dad on Glacier Highway. We're talking.
About the war.
About the closure of the memorial church.
About the bullying and the loneliness.
My dad tells me,
I'm sorry, son.
He doesn't use those two words, but I know what he is saying. All I ever wished was that my father would be there for me. Instead, he left our family name imprinted all over Southeast Alaska.
And this building right here across the street.
I call this building Dad's house, Ach Ish Hit. I know that my dad did his best for me. When I tell him my hard memories, he says, It's good to go there, but don't stay there too long. It's good to go there, but don't stay too long. I tell my tough stories so that I can heal, and so I know I'm not alone.
eagle is lifting off from the cedar beams.
Flying down this narrow street here, South Seward Street, toward the water, we're going to walk that direction to Juno Voices number 7. It's on the corner of the busy road there. That's Marine Way.